morning, you bet you.
Yes, here we go again. Alan Young, buried deep in trouble. And now we've got to dig him out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Alan Young, a young man trying to be helpful who always needs help himself. To help him tonight, he has his well-meaning neighbors, the Toon Twisters, the music of Peter Van Steeden, and yours truly, Kenny Delmar. The Alan Young Show is brought to you by Sal Hepatica and Mum. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Mum for your winning charm. And now let's go over to Alan's house. Oh, hi, Alan. Isn't it a beautiful spring day?
Oh, hello, Kenny.
Why, Alan, you sound so gay.
Yeah, I was just dreaming about my school day sweetheart, Carlotta Bullfinch. She was the first girl I ever kissed. Ooh, I sure got a bang out of that kiss.
You did?
Yeah, her bubble gum exploded. Yeah, but Carlotta, she was a beautiful girl.
Yeah, say, I remember her. Didn't she have buck teeth?
Yes, but you could hardly notice it. Her nose covered most of them. Look at this high school yearbook here, Kenny, see? Yeah. Here's a picture of Carlotta taken during the Easter parade.
Say, that's a nice Easter dress she had on.
Yeah, and she had to hurry home after the parade. Her mother wanted to put the curtains back up.
Well, Alan, what makes you think about this Carlotta all of a sudden?
Well, you know, she's getting married, and she asked me to be the best man. You know, Kenny, I haven't seen her in 10 years. Ah, fleeting youth. Time buys. Now Carlotta Bullfinch is getting married. Wants me to be the best man. Ah, well. The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Ever sharp.
Well, that's life, Alan. A few games of post office, a few whistles in front of the pool room, and before you know it, you're 25. And what have you got to show for it? A battered high school yearbook full of childish memoirs.
Childish memoirs? This was the only yearbook that was ever banned in Boston.
Well, and I guess you want to be alone with your memories at a time like this. Mm. Yeah, I'll see you later, Alan.
So long, Kenny.
So long.
Carlotta. It's been 10 years since I've seen you. You were so small, so dainty, so sweet. Of course, 10 years can change a person. 10 years ago, I was a scrawny, ugly kid. But look at me now. Am I weak? Am I scrawny? Am I ugly?
You've got a dollar. Will you try for two?
That's little David didn't. Hiya, David. You still enjoying your Easter vacation?
No, Mr. Young. I miss the school, especially the water sports.
Water sports? You mean swimming in the pool?
No, throwing spitballs at the teacher.
You're throwing things at the teacher? Now, David, there's no reason for your being lonesome, you know. You can go out on a Boy Scout hike, and you can go to their dance tonight.
My girl won't go with me to the Boy Scout dance.
No, why?
She found out I belong to the Wolf Patrol. Say, Mr. Young, what patrol did you belong to in the Scouts? The Bear Patrol? The Tiger Patrol?
Well, I can't say, David, but I have the only Boy Scout uniform with a white stripe down the back.
Say, Mr. Young, what's in that purple envelope with the stamp on it, huh?
Oh, this envelope. Oh, it fell out of my yearbook. Oh, yeah. You see, David, 10 years ago I was in love with a girl named Carlotta Bullfinch. I wrote her this letter proposing marriage. I never mailed it.
Gosh.
Yeah. Just think, David, if I had mailed this letter, today I'd be married. I'd have a wife and 5 or 6 kids.
Gee, it's wonderful what you can do with a 3-cent stamp. Say, can I read that letter, Mr. Young?
No, you can't, but I'll give you some of the highlights. It says here, My dearest Carlotta, last night you and I walked in the moonlight, and we stopped, and you brought your lips close to mine, and then... New paragraph.
Well, I guess I'll have to learn from the boys and the bees.
goes on here. Carlotta, I've been mad about you ever since I carried you piggyback home from school. And I want to marry you at once. When you get this letter, drop everything and prepare to marry me immediately. I love you. I cannot live without you. I'll go mad if you're not mine. Mine for eternity. Sincerely yours, Alan Young. P.S. Please excuse paper bag. I'm writing this from Crotchmeyer's Delicatessen. Well, David, what do you think of it?
It will never replace Forever Amber. Well, so long, Mr. Young.
Bye, David. I don't know why I keep this high school book and all these other old things. I think I'll do my spring cleaning and throw them all out. Oh, Gertrude! Where's that maid? Gertrude!
Yeah?
Am I too late for the garbage?
No, climb right in.
Servant problem. Gertrude, kindly drop everything and come in here.
I dropped it, you know what I mean?
Yes. Gertrude, was there anything valuable in that stuff?
Oh, no, just that old beer jug off the mantle.
Beer jug? Beer jug? That's an old English mug.
Oh, I didn't notice the family resemblance.
It's an antique. It's pewter.
Oh, I thought so myself, but I didn't like to say anything.
Well, Gertrude, I called in to take these old photographs. They're pictures of all the girls who used to go out with me.
They used to go out with you?
Yeah, look at these pictures of them, see? They ain't hay.
They ain't girls, neither.
Yeah? Well, one of them happens to be getting married, and I'm going to be best man. By the way, I want you to get everything ready, Gertrude. It's going to be a formal affair.
Okay, Mr. Young, now lay out your open-toed sneakers.
Thank you. I'm going out in the garden to get some fresh air. I want to look my best for tomorrow, you know.
Hey, Mr. Young, how do you like that guy? Gee, is that though careless? Look, he dropped the letter on the floor. Let's see who it's for. Miss Carlotta Bullfinch. It's a purple envelope with a stamp on it. Must be important. I'm going right out and mail it.
Isn't this some garden, Kenny? Look, my radishes are up.
Say, they're cute. But what happened to Gertrude's tomatoes?
Oh, gee, she feels terrible about them.
Terrible, huh? Well, of course, I can't help Gertrude and the tomatoes. But I can help anyone who wakes up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. For then a glass full of sparkling sal hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day, waiting until night to take a laxative. It means you can always take sal hepatica the moment you need it and get speedy relief. Then, too, sal hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better. Thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica. Here are the Tune Twisters with Saturday Night.
All along Monday, singing the blues. Stay at home Tuesday, waiting for news. Get through the rest of the week. All right, but I can't stand Saturday night. Oh, Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. 'Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek.
I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call.
And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see.
Until I hear you at the door,
until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
wife and my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. Don't mind Sunday at all.
That's the night friends come to call.
And Monday to Friday go fast. Then all of a sudden another week is past. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually seek. Until I hear you at the door. Until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
Well, this is the day of the wedding. Alan expects to be the best man at this wedding, but fate has something else in store for him. Alan's maid has mistakenly mailed a proposal of marriage written by Alan 10 years ago. Let's see what happens when Carlotta gets it.
Bertram! Bertram!
Yes, Carlotta?
Oh, our wedding day is finally here. How do you like my wedding gown? It's that new Liberty model.
Gee, how did they ever get it off the statue?
Oh, Bertram, dear, did you get my wedding ring changed to a larger size?
Yes, my little lamb. I got a larger size.
Are they going to send it?
No, I rolled it home.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I picked Alan Young to be the best man because he was my high school sweetheart. Oh, the first time I met him, he swept me off my feet.
Well, you were easier to sweep in those days, darling.
Lammy Pie, you must be more considerate of my feelings, or I'll beat your brains out.
I'll get it. It's a special delivery for you.
For me? Oh, my goodness. Why, it's from Alan Young. Oh. Well, what do you... But it says, my dearest Carlotta, I've been mad about you ever since I carried you piggyback home from school, and I love you, and I want to... Why, he wants to marry me. Alan Young wants to marry me.
Butterball, what does this mean?
Oh, at last, Alan Young will be mine. He's remembered me. Oh, the dear boy. All he had to do was call me and I'll fly to him.
Fly to him? Where will you get enough helium?
Bertram, take back your ring. There's going to be a wedding today, but Alan Young will be the groom. Oh, Alan. Alan. Your little lovebird is waiting!
I haven't got much time to get dressed for that wedding to be best man. I'm so nervous I can't even hold these scissors. Oh, there's one here. There's one here. There's one more here. There. It's the cleanest shave I've had in a long time. The pants to this dress suit are certainly tight. Better loosen them up a little. I'll just bend over and touch my toes. Well, they feel looser already. Better hurry. The wedding is coming off in a couple of hours. Wonder if my dress shirt is ready yet. Oh, Gertrude! Gertrude!
I'm coming. Keep your shirt on.
That's what I'd like to do if you get... Oh! Hey, why is this shirt so brown? Didn't you boil it?
I was in a hurry, so I fried it.
Well, Gertrude, how do you like this cutaway?
I think you made a little mistake. The coat is supposed to be cutaway, not the pants.
Well, it's the new Victory model. A breakthrough to the South. Now, where are my socks?
Just where you left them last night. They're standing in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Always put shoe trees in my socks. That's everything on but my collar. Yeah, this collar is tight. I can't button it.
Well, stick up your chin. I'll help you.
Okay.
Now, you grab both ends of your collar. Yeah. Then when I count three, I'll take my thumb and push in your Adam's apple.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
One, two, three. What happened?
Next time I get a hat, I better ask Adam for a new apple.
Say, you know, kid, you're not a bad-looking monkey when you're dressed up.
Thank you.
Gee, I wished I was going to the wedding. I love celebrations. I never miss a birth or a funeral. I get them coming and going, you know what I mean?
I'll take you to the wedding if you want.
Gee.
Sure. I gotta go downtown and buy the bride a little present.
Well, I better get dressed up. If I'm going to the wedding, I better fix my eyebrows.
Are you gonna pluck them?
I ain't got time. I'll just loosen them.
Okay, if you want me, I'll be down at the jewelry store. So long, Gertrude. I beg your pardon.
Yes?
I'm Alan Young, and I want to spend $2 for a wedding gift.
Oh, you mad, impetuous boy, you. Well, I'd like to show you a beautiful set of silverware, and it's already engraved.
Oh, really?
Yes. All the bride has to do is change her name to Automat.
I'd like something a little more intimate, something personal, like a pair of roller skates.
Oh. Well, how would you like this automatic toaster? Newest thing on the market.
Automatic toaster? How does it work?
Well, it runs down to the store, buys a loaf of bread, takes out two slices, and puts them into the slots.
Does it toast the bread?
What do you expect, miracles?
I'd like something a little more useful, if you
will. Well, I have the very thing to solve the cigarette shortage. It's a lighter with a very large flame.
What's that for?
It's handy when you search around the gutters.
Yeah. Well, I wanted
Just a moment. Yeah. You just look around while I see what this customer wants. How do you do, sir?
Hello. I'd like to exchange this wedding ring. My girl just jilted me for another man.
Well, what would you like in place of the wedding ring?
I want something to blow my brains out.
I'm sorry, we're all out of vacuum cleaners.
I don't know why she doesn't marry me. I got a future. I work for the government in the mapping room. I'm head of the pin department.
Oh, good.
I'm the biggest pinhead they got.
Look, this is none of my business, mister, but I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. Tell me exactly what happened.
My girl jilted me. I gave that girl the next to the best years of my life.
What happened to the best years?
I never had any.
Well, I wouldn't let another guy steal my girl away from me. Are you going to take this lying down?
It's the most comfortable position.
A big guy like you should challenge him to a duel. Fight for your sweetheart's hand.
Sure, I'll fight for a hand. Her face he can have.
I'd get that low-down, lily-livered weasel. I'd tear him limb from limb. I'd shoot him. I'd stab him. I'd beat him. I'd hang him. I'd give him such a pinch.
Well, give me some advice, pal. I'll do anything you say.
You do what I say?
Yeah.
Look, go out and get a big shotgun, see?
Uh-huh.
You see that guy coming down the aisle with your girl? You let him have it. Uh-huh. And don't miss.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll shoot him on the spot. Will he be surprised?
Yeah. Oh, if he only knew. Hello, Miss Hotchkiss. Is Kenny here at the store?
He's in the back.
I'll be right with you, Alan.
Okay, Kenny. I wanted to see you anyway, Miss Hotchkiss. Gertrude sent you this note and said I was to bring it home.
The note?
No, read the note.
Dear Miss Hotchkiss, I want a jar of that smooth, snowy white underarm deodorant cream. The cream you told me is so gentle and dependable.
She means Mum.
Of course she means Mum. Because Mum's so dependable, it helps keep you nice to be near for hours and hours. So gentle, even tender-skinned people can use it daily.
And Mum's so easy and quick to apply.
Yes. 30 seconds is all you need after your bath or shower to safeguard natural freshness. You see, a bath takes care of the past, but to be sure of the future, the hours after the bath, women and men in the know use Quick, dependable Mum.
So remember, won't you? When you want to be sure you're nice to be near, use Mum. M-U-M. And now here is Peter Van Steeden and the orchestra to play Anima.
Carlotta's house, see? Don't forget, I'm going to be best man, so please don't embarrass me.
Oh, don't worry. When it comes to being polite and ladylike, I can be as refined as any of them bums, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, quiet, somebody's coming.
Well, Alan Young. Oh, hello, Alan. Well, don't stand there looking surprised. But don't you recognize me?
Well, you've added, I mean, you've put on a, well, you're a lot, That's inflation, I guess.
Well, I admit I've gained a little.
Even the Allies didn't gain that much.
Oh, this must be your dear old mother with you. May I call you Mother?
Well, she's my...
How would you like a nice shawl to put around your shoulders? Or would you like to take a nice nap?
How would you like to take a nice...
Gertrude!
I forgot to introduce you to Carlotta, meet Gertrude. Gertrude, Carlotta. Flesh, meet Madison.
Carlotta, you look very familiar to me.
Yes.
Didn't I once see you at Ebbets Field?
Oh, well, I don't know. Where was I sitting?
Sections E, F, G, and H.
Why, it's so nice of you to come to my wedding. I love that pancake makeup you're wearing.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, but you left your face in the griddle too long.
Girls, please, act like gentlemen, please.
Now, if you two will excuse my untimely departure, I'm going inside and take a slug of that punch, you know what I mean?
Oh, Alan, darling, the great moment is almost here. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I'm very anxious to do my bit.
Dear, having you here again is like having you home. Well, put your arms around me.
All right, but that's taking the long way home.
Oh, this is so exciting. Where are we going after the ceremony?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to the YMCA.
Oh, you coy little boy. I'm going to chase you around the room. And when I catch you, I'm going to kiss you. Now, don't
fighter got against a super fortress. Look, Carlotta, I don't think what you're doing is right.
Oh, Alan, you're always so correct. Oh, hello, Judge. I want you to meet Mr. Young. He's the replacement.
Hell, things are bad all over.
Now, Judge, you know all the arrangements. Mr. Young and I would like to walk down the aisle side by side.
I'm afraid it'll have to be single filed.
There's the wedding march, Alan.
Well, you'd better hurry. The guests are getting impatient. They've been out there so long, they're beginning to eat the rice.
Hey, Judge, we'll be right along. Now, Alan, you know what to do. First, you put the ring on my finger, and you kiss me. And before the honeymoon...
Now, wait a second. Let's get this straight. My duties stop after the ceremony. The last time I'll ever be best man around
here. All right, now, let's start marching down the aisle.
All right, you two. You know, no. All right, now, Mr. Young, where is the ring?
Ring? I'm not supposed to supply the ring. I'm the best man.
Your dreams are getting better all the time.
Wait a second. What's going on here?
Oh, Alan, let's not fight now. Wait till we're married.
Oh, we should... Married? I don't want to get married. This is all a mistake. I won't go through with it. Nobody can make me go through with it. I want to stay free. I'm free, do you hear me? I'm free! Keep smiling.
Alan, you stay right where you are.
Uh-huh. So you're the guy that stole my girl. I'm going to shoot you with this bazooka.
Alan Young, if you don't marry me, I'll beat your brains out.
If you do marry her, I'll blow your brains out.
You're both wrong. If I had any brains, I wouldn't be here. Carlotta, you mean to say you'd really beat my brains out?
I do.
And you, Bertram, you mean to say you'd really blow my brains out?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Well, just a minute.
Gertrude, a little music, please, Gertrude.
Young, I wind up married to a broken-down weasel like you.
You ain't no bargain either, you overstuffed barrage balloon.
How dare you speak to me like that, you undernourished desert rat!
I'll go back to pulling a milk wagon, you fool.
Oh, don't
There's something about a wedding that's so peaceful and quiet, isn't there?
Before Alan Young comes back, may I remind you of the two Bristol Myers products that bring you the Alan Young Show. Sal Hepatica and Mum. Sal Hepatica for your smile of health and Mum for your winning charm. And now here's Alan Young.
Thanks, Kenny. Friends, the Red Cross drive is drawing to a close. If you haven't given, give now. If you have given, try to give a little more. Remember, whatever you send to the Red Cross isn't a gift. It's a debt we owe to those who are doing so much for us. May this coming week be a good one, a happy one for all of you. Join us again next week, won't you? Until then, this is Alan Young speaking to my well-meaning neighbors, the Tune Twisters, and Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, and saying good night. Thank you.
With spring cleaning on your hands right now, and I mean that literally, your hands can take an awful beating. You can help your hands to smoother, softer loveliness with Truchet, the new idea in hand lotions. You see, Truchet guards your hands from roughness and dryness. For Truchet is the beforehand lotion. You use it before you do housework, before you do dishes or undies. While Truchet will guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. And Truchet is a grand all-over beauty lotion, too. Try it for rough elbows and knees. As a powder base, you'll find that creamy, fragrant Truchet is more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.